Welcome to Stripper Eye for the Pathetic Guy, everybody. It's a comedy podcast and also a self-help podcast for men. And speaking of men, we have a man here today. Chris, why don't you introduce yourself for the audience? Welcome, man.
My name is Chris Hudson. I'm a comedian, and I don't self-identify as pathetic, but it's, you know, I was booked for this podcast, so what can I say?
And we have a lovely co-host, is what I meant to say. We have our lovely co-host, Max. Why don't you say hello?
I didn't realize that I already had the co-host title. I just showed up and, okay, all right, I guess I'm co-host.
This week you're the co-host.
Oh, cool.
And we hope to have you back sometime. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Fuck yeah.
I'm a stripper.
True facts, because we're coworkers.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I could be the bartender, I could be the waitress, I could be the chef in the back, be any of those things.
Yeah, sometimes they're short staffed, they gotta put us on the fryers
with the heels. We don't take the heels off.
They make us keep the bikinis on. We have burns all over our tits.
Oh god, this sounds awful.
So, the point of this show is to, you know, it's a self-help podcast for men, so we're trying to solve men's problems. And Chris assured us that he sort of has a problem this week. Something that we were talking about in private last week. Chris, tell us about the boxes in your apartment.
Oh, God, boxes.
Yeah, it's... there's some boxes in my apartment that I've had since I moved to that apartment. It's full of clothes. Like, it's mostly clothes. But, I mean, if you dig under the clothes in some of the boxes, it's like, I think that there was something I tried to save that my cat peed on it. I think it's in the bottom of one of those boxes. Mm-hmm. But that makes it sound
Did you wash it, or it's just
you're trying to... No, it's in like a bunch of bags. I haven't taken it out. It's like stuffed down.
Nice.
Under a bunch of other stuff, separating
it's like jankum. Are you trying to inhale it out of the bag once you finally take it out?
No, there's a different version of that. That's cat piss.
Really?
It was on South Park.
I don't know if it's fake.
Real, but I don't know. It could be fake.
I would imagine. I mean, listen, eventually we'll do an episode completely on urine therapy.
Completely on ways to get high off of your own.
Well, people drink it for the vitamins. I learned that from my mom when she convinced me to drink my own piss for the vitamins. But that's a story for another time. Let's keep talking about these piss-soaked items in the box in your house.
Is that the problem that you're having?
No. Okay. Well, no. I think the problem that I perceive, because the other problem I had I fixed, which was I had a giant mantle in the middle of my living room, and where a TV would be, it was empty. And that was a problem.
But you got a TV.
I got a TV.
And now we're on to the piss-soaked items.
Now we're on to the boxes. So I got boxes. Mm. I've melded it into the like apartment. Like it's more like a setting. Before they were like jutting out in front of my mantle.
So now you got them pressed up against the wall.
Yep. So now they're sidelining it because I can't like... I can't figure out what to do. It's mostly like, see, here's my angle with it, which is how you know, I guess, it's a problem. If you have to take an angle with boxes that you have around your apartment, a lot of it is like vintage clothes that I don't wear anymore, and that I just have
soaked in cat piss.
There's only one thing soaked in cat piss, and it is under it is protected.
Like it's under a bunch of like AC/DC t-shirts.
Yeah, it's
being filtered through.
It's like cushioned by other stuff before you get to the clothes. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and like, I don't think it smells, but I don't.
Do you want to keep these clothes?
So
what?
Here's,
what is soaked in piss? That's what I want to know. Like how valuable is it?
I don't remember. I think it's. I think it's like. I really don't remember what it is. Oh, it might be I have foam paneling for the walls because in my office, that's where I used to do the podcast that is on indefinite hiatus.
So you had a podcast, and then your cat just pissed all over your hopes and dreams of podcast success, and all the remnants are in double bagged in a box that you just can't let go of.
Well,
it's deeply symbolic.
Well, I bought other foam paneling since. I think it's foam paneling. I can't remember what it is, the second you piss. But it's funny enough that you talk about peeing on your hopes and dreams, because there was one time when I left town, and this was when I was living at the place I was living before, and I was living with somebody else, and all the cats didn't get along, and they knocked down my vision board, and they peed all over.
Dude.
Oh man, that's exactly what a cat would do too.
Yeah.
Intentionally.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't intentional, they knew.
Yeah. So when you said pee on your hopes and dreams, you reminded me that that actually did happen.
Okay. Wow. So, and now piss just starts appearing all over things that are meaningful and of value to you after your vision board was soaked in piss.
Yeah.
So the reason I bring up the boxes is because you mentioned that there's a woman who you're dating who does not want to come over to your house. And you were a little worried last week about these piss boxes, and you asked for my advice on what to do about all these things.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I was like, move them out of the way. You know, you can stack boxes neatly in the corner.
Exactly. Yeah. So I did. I kind of did that. I kind of like filled some corners with. And by the way, it's just one box and only one item that's very wrapped in a bunch of stuff. Like, there's only one box with the pee thing.
I just have a couple of questions about these boxes.
Sure.
So, for number one, there's one thing that's pissed on, right?
It's just one thing,
It's just one thing, but it's permeating through the rest of the boxes.
No, it's not, because I wrapped it. I cushioned it. I wrapped it and wrapped it, and then, like, I put it in the... I don't know why I kept it.
Okay,
I should have just thrown it out. I think I was like, I could save it.
Yeah. Like, I think in my head, I'm like, well, that smell is not coming out. It's not happening. The amount of things that I've thought about buying from like an antique shop and it smelled like cat piss. No, it's not happening. There's no money in it. Just gotta let it go, man.
You
just gotta get rid of it. And also, I am someone who also keeps boxes in my house. I'll live there for like a year and I will still have boxes. But you just got to find a place for these things. You got to find some drawers, got to find some bookshelves, some place for all these things. Like, you can keep them, but I think it'll make your space feel less, maybe heavy. I don't know if heavy is the word, but yeah, she's afraid to come over.
Why is she afraid to come over? Like, why do we think she... You said that you have invited her over. She's been finding reasons to not come over.
I haven't invited her over.
Oh, well, we solved it.
Yeah.
Won't my new girlfriend come over? Have you asked her over?
I think also she's one of those people that she is way more comfortable in her own space. Whereas, like, yeah, I think she thrives having her own space. At least that's the impression I'm getting. I've only been
going over to a man's house is such a nightmare sometimes. Like, I know how often I clean my toilet. You go over to a man's house.
Yeah.
I think this is another question I asked you last week. I'm like, what's the toilet sitch? Do we have stray pubes like hanging
out? What's the toilet paper sitch? Because we're not doing one ply.
That's
not happening.
It's the Cottonelle.
Okay. Like,
two ply.
Yeah.
I think it's two ply. It's like the pro.
Like fucking four ply.
I usually get Quilted Northern, which is like the best. And
fancy.
But I got Cottonelle because it was on sale, and it's not as good as Quilted Northern. But it's
what you get. It's on
I like
sale.
To mix it up. I have a bidet, so you just. The toilet paper is just to dry off my asshole. It's another reason. Maybe does she have a bidet? Is that why she won't come over? She doesn't want to have a shitty asshole while she's trying to get laid.
No, she doesn't have
that's a really fair point, though. Especially if it's like a new person.
Mm-hmm.
Want to make sure you're good.
Yeah. Okay, well, we solved your life problem. Anything else, Chris?
The problem is throw out the the thing in the bag in the box.
Yeah, yeah. I should.
If you don't even know what it is and it's soaked and piss.
I don't remember. I don't know why I thought like, oh, this is savable. I don't know. Because I was like, what if I get detergent that's like strong enough? You know.
I mean, maybe I still have a strap on in a box in the back of my closet that I use to peg an old man named Bruce.
Oh, just burn that.
But he did. I mean, I soaked it in bleach. And then, so I was like, it's safe.
It's not enough.
It didn't disintegrate.
You have to burn it.
And then I was dating a guy at the time, and he sucked on it. Like, he like sucked on it while I was wearing it.
Oh my God.
And then, anyway, I still have it. I mean, I have washed it, but
I just can't imagine putting my mouth on that bleachy butt old man dildo.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think that probably I did not disclose where it had been. However, the man sucking it was kind of like a guy who just eats ass a lot. And is bi. So I just kind of assumed he'd be cool.
Oh my God.
Anyway, that was 3 years ago. I have it now, and I'm engaged to a very lovely man.
Congrats on the engagement.
Thank you.
Wait, really? Wait, when did this happen?
I didn't say that last time.
Yeah, I'm engaged to a man. I've been engaged for months and months.
Oh my God. Congratulations.
So that's the good news. Bad news, I pegged an old man named Bruce, and then a guy I was dating at the time sucked on the strap-on who I pegged Bruce with. The good news is it's 3 years later and I'm engaged.
I think Bruce would be happy about that.
Bruce wants the best for me.
Yeah.
So
there was a little story that I had about gasoline smell in my stripper outfits.
Oh yeah?
Real quick. So
let's talk about the gasoline smell.
So I had my stripper bag in the back of my car, right?
What's a stripper bag for the audience?
Yeah, okay, please. I don't know what a stripper bag is.
A stripper bag is a bag of all stripper essentials. So you got your outfits, you got your shoes, you got socks, I don't know, deodorant, perfume,
baby wipes, hemorrhoidal suppositories if you're
sometimes. Some motherfucking times. Bleach, if you want to bleach your skin after you've been touched by a person like Bruce. All those things. So
Bruce was nice. He did an enema beforehand. But anyway, go on.
Oh, how sweet. How considerate. So I had that. In the back of my car. I went into the forest and got high with a guy that like was my ex-ish. It was a whole thing. It was like a forest rave thing. And he was like, hey, go get some gasoline for the generator. My dumbass. Yeah, I'll drive 2 hours to go get you some gasoline for this. And the guy did not close the gas thing all the way. And it got all over my stripper clothes. Not only did he not pay me back for the gas, but he didn't. When I said, hey, this is like $1,000 and if not more.
Can you ever get the gas smell out of the clothes?
I tried everything. I tried soaking it in like vinegar for hours. I tried putting it out in the sun for days. I washed them, I want to say between 10 to 20 times. Like it was. It still smells like gasoline.
And then what if you're grinding your ass too hard, like on somebody's lap while they're wearing like corduroy pants or jeans?
It's going to start a little fire.
Yeah, and then it just, the friction like makes your bikini ignite. What if? Well, that's fucked
up. Do you feel
up.
Those embers? You could almost say it was a Tinder.
Oh. I guess gasoline is like the cat piss of natural resources.
Yeah, so we got cat piss Chris over here.
It's one thing and I'm gonna get rid of it. I promise.
You're so close. Honestly, you're so close to having a lady in your home.
I mean, I've had ladies in my home. It's
this
just
lady.
Okay, this lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got cat piss Chris. We got we got gas Max.
Gas Max. I love that. That's a good one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then what would be me? Bleach strap-on Davey. I don't know if that really rhymes. But anyway, we all got cool nicknames for this episode.
Bleachy dildo Davey.
Oh, dildo Davey.
Dildo Davey.
Or dildo Dave. Dildo Dave.
Dildo Dave. That sounds like a place. That sounds like a discount store where you can get some good deals on some dildos.
Dildo Dave. Mm-hmm.
This Dildo Dave. Look at all my dildos I got over. Like, you know, you can see the commercial in your head.
Once I retire from comedy, I'll invite you to my infomercial reveal party.
Sex toy emporium.
So I want to talk about. We're going to get into bachelorette parties and bachelor parties in a min.
My favorite.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure, you know, it's like bachelor parties or strippers. We've been to hundreds of bachelor parties. But bachelorette parties come to comedy shows. So we got a pretty, you know, we got some people who can make some commentary. But first, just a little aside. I want to talk about the ideal strip club customer versus the nightmare gremlin troll, which is basically what I would call just the worst possible customer ever, which is...
I don't know. The troll sounds kind of fun. The nightmare gremlin troll, because I also turn into that sometimes.
I guess. When I do too much ketamine
a little bit.
At a music festival, but... They're either, if they're big guys, then they're gargoyles. If they're little guys, then they're nightmare gremlin trolls. That's just what they look like in the low lighting while they're trying to, like, suck on my tit with their gross little mouth and their little fucking banshee scream mouth with the teeth. It's just not...
They don't realize that we're just, like, lizards underneath it all until they see our scales glistening in that white light at the end of the night.
That's true. That's why they have the black light.
Exactly.
So, yeah, last Saturday, I had the best customer, best case scenario. And let me just say that this was not an attractive man. This was an old Jew. I'm a young Jew. So excuse my
solidarity.
Anti-Semitism. It's, you know, I'm allowed to. He had a Jew face, little rat Jew face. He is balding, but he was so sweet.
Immediately, I love that you at least gave the disclaimer before you went into just how you really feel about this guy.
I love this guy. He was...
He's this little rat Jew who I love.
This adorable little rat Jew with his little fucking beady eyes and his little fucking face. And I walked right. I was sitting.
If anything, he's entertaining to look at.
He was. Well, I was looking. I was sitting with my friend. It was totally dead. I turned to her. I'm like, oh, there's a Jew. I'm like, maybe I should go talk to him. I'm like, do you want to talk to him? Or
did
I probably
your Judar
have more
go off.
Judar, absolutely. But I'm like, I have more in common with him, so why don't I go talk to him? So I go up to him. We go have a seat. Immediately, you know, he's like, we're gonna do a dance, which is like, if you want to talk to me for a while, just assure me that you want to do a dance beforehand, because many times
up with this.
What do people do? What do guys love to do?
They love to, like, nurse you there. They want to make you their babysitter. They're like, oh, sit here, have a drink with me, oh, let's talk about some fucking nonsense and pretend to have a connection.
And there's no guarantee that they'll
and
do a dance.
No guarantee at all. On a lot of the times, they have absolutely zero intention of spending any money, and they're just like, well, let me get what I can for free, and it fucking sucks. It's the worst, because we're not getting paid for that time. We're literally paying for that time, and I think a lot of people don't realize that.
We have to pay to work, so you pay, like, a house fee to the club. We don't get hourly, but then we get to keep, like, the majority of the money after that. So yes, a man will sit there with you for sometimes like an hour, and then they'll get a 5-minute dance. You made like $30 off that interaction. This man was not that man. This
man, I would rather eat my own toenails.
He said, we are going to do a dance. It will be a 30-minute dance. I just want to get to know you a little bit first. He was super nice. We had a super nice conversation. Then we go to the back. He is not putting his hands on me at all, but he's like, oh my God, this is so awesome. I'm so happy. Thank you so much. The entire half hour. And then he tipped me $80. So just shout out to old Jew face, because I love him very much. I just wanted to say that.
Old rat face.
Old.
Good old rat face.
Yep. Old.
You're going to have to point. Moisha. Oh my God, it's 420. Also, you're going to have to point him out next time we're at work.
No one gets to know who he is because he's all mine, but I will for you. I'm very territorial over him.
I just want to know what you mean when you say rat face. I want to see it in person.
God, I feel like I'm being too anti-Semitic even for me because I'm only 51%. But ooh. I will have
it's
you know
okay that 1% is the leverage that you need.
Mm-hmm. I have had a nose job, so I did look even more Jewish than I do now. I told them to just give me a trim.
Give me a little trim.
Yeah.
But Jewish on which side? The your father or your mother's?
Only a non-Jew would ask me that question. It's my father. It's my dad, but Jews widely accept me for now until after okay. they hear this podcast, and maybe I'll be exiled. They'll send my ass to Palestine. I don't know. That was mean. Okay, let's not talk about Israel.
I don't
know
why I used to start that conversation whenever I was drunk for a little bit. I was like,
I support Palestine, period. But
well, absolutely. It was just a weird thing that I tried to bring up because I was like, okay, let's weed out which of these people I want to actually be friends with.
Right. Yeah, but then now if I go to Israel and they ever listen to this podcast, which sometimes they do, they like check out the social media of people who go to Israel, they might literally put me in jail. So anyway, fuck you, Bibi Netanyahu. Nobody likes you, bitch.
Well, none of what we said was real. None of it was true.
Actually, I was crossing my hands behind my back the entire time I was talking about Israel.
This is all parody.
It's all parody.
Satire.
Satire, yes. That was the word.
So anyway, that Jewish guy was a king. And then, so later that same day, I did a dance with a man who was probably like 4'11", which is good because he was very handsy. So I'm glad that I knew I could take him. Like if I really needed to fuck him up, I could use my upper body strength as a pole dancer to just like throw him across the room. But he
do a little over the shoulder flip.
Yes. So he kept trying to, I told him specifically, please don't suck on my tits. I don't like that. Just don't put your mouth on me at all. It's just not. And I'm really nice about it. I'm like, instead, just put your face in my tits without, you know, trying to leave a fucking snail trail of slobber all over me. Ugh. Is that sorry? I should have put a trigger warning.
I'm like super not a fan of the body fluids. Can you just keep your fluids?
It's fucking nasty.
On or inside your own body. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And so he was like, oh well. Rules are meant to be broken, and kept trying to like,
oh, I hate that.
And I was just like, basically at one point being very sensual and seductive, but like holding him down so he couldn't, like he'd try to move his head with his tongue out to lick me, and I'd be like holding him with my arm, or he tried to kiss me at one point and I pulled away and he like followed me to keep trying to like kiss me. Just like, for a moment, I just really saw the little, like, troll in him. He just looked, he resembled a troll.
Yeah.
He looked like a little demon troll. And just fuck that guy. That's all I really have to say. So most...
I got a visceral response from that. Just, like, listening to it, like, I felt it in my stomach.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah.
I just want to move your microphone a little bit okay. for you.
Okay, oh, should I move it up?
Chris, have you ever been to a strip club before? Tell me about it.
Yeah, I've been to a few strip clubs. Back when I was still drinking, I went to one right outside of Baltimore, and I went with my...
Where are you from?
Baltimore.
Is that how you're supposed to... Is that what the accent sounds like?
No, the accent's a little bit more rough than that. The accent's a little... Bomber! Like,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, so it's a very soft T.
Yeah.
Okay, good
or
to know.
It can turn into a D.
It's a
or,
D.
It's yeah, a D. Okay.
Yeah, like
it's
a D.
Hard T.
Yeah, I drop my T's all the time. Or sometimes I switch it. Like, when I say my own name, when I say, like, Hudson, like, sometimes it sounds like S-T instead of D. I have... Yeah, it's...
Okay. Very British...
Yeah, it is. It's kind of comes from the Cockney working class British kind of accent. Is kind of okay. Like, yeah,
that would make historical sense.
Yeah,
that does. Okay, nice.
Yeah.
And where are you from, Max? Are you
LA?
You're from LA.
I'm from LA. Ooh.
And I'm from Northern California, which
the far superior part of California.
Well, after I'm trash from Northern California, so I also have a trash accent. And what I've learned is If you are trash, you're the one who has like the accent of the regional accent. You know what I mean? Yeah. The higher class, like people who went to college, who went to private school, all have the same, you know,
they
literate.
Get beat out of them.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So I have a thick Northern California accent, I have been told. And yeah, I didn't know until I left Northern California. Everyone's like, nice accent.
I didn't even realize, like, you don't realize how much of an accent you have in California until you leave California. Or, like, you hear somebody else from California if you're not there.
Yeah. And you speak slower. I notice it's very, everything's very slowed down.
It's because everyone's high.
I've been
in California.
I don't even smoke weed anymore. I just smoked weed the entire time my brain was developing in high school. Now I'm permanently like this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I feel like I've turned down my accent, I think, considerably, but sometimes when I'm talking to people, like I'll say something and they literally cannot understand me. Like I was talking to somebody about, getting a code for something.
A code?
A code. Yeah. See, there you go. A code. And they were like, a coat. And I was like, no. You got to get a code. And they were like, a coat. And I was like, a coat. And it was like one of those back and forth things.
Oh my God. It almost does sound English. Like yeah, ever so slightly.
Yeah. A little bit.
That's where the Brits landed, you know?
Yeah. And then we kicked their asses.
Yeah. Yeah.
We fucking kicked them right out of Baltimore. Yo. Like that's the
oh
accent.
My God. What the heck? Is it really like low key English?
Yeah, pretty much.
What?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. I have never met anybody from Baltimore. I don't know how you say it, but yeah,
there's a lot of ways to say it. Some people call it Bodymore, Murderland.
I'm like, I don't know why I thought it would be closer to like a Boston or like a New York accent, and it's super not.
That pisses me off when people are like, if I'm not wearing any Baltimore gear, and they're like, "Wait, you're from? What are you? Are you from Boston?" Because people on the West Coast, they're all like, "Oh, you're from like Boston?" Because people don't know what Baltimore is or where it is, or you know. So
yeah, it pisses me off too.
Yo, that shit pissed me off.
So it's 4:28. I don't know if you still wanted to smoke weed, Max, but I did have a weed.
It's just
question. Because so if anyone has ever listened to the episodes of this podcast I posted last year when I lived in San Francisco, I was a raging alcoholic and I did not really even realize that.
Past tense.
Well, I don't actually drink at work anymore. I have completely stopped drinking at work. Have maybe a couple drinks like during comedy.
I approve that message. I have seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah, I used to get kind of hammered every night and I was in complete denial about it because I'm like, yeah, it's only one drink per hour, but bitch, I work 10 hours. So that's 10 drinks like four times a week. And then, you know, anyway, I just didn't feel like I could do my job if I wasn't a little drunk, kind of because the aforementioned dude's trying to suck on my tits all the time and be disgusting. I just feel like I need a little social lubricant to be able to deal with that. So
it's also just like I need some sort of protection. I need some sort of like wall around me so that like when I get home, I literally scrub my body with Epsom salt. Like every single day that I come home from work, because I don't know, I'm like your skin cells. I don't know what the fuck you put on my body, but it's that. And it's also just like
energetically.
Yeah. Every stripper is like a fucking
sage my tits.
Yeah, exactly. Every single one is like, I have a money bowl. I do money spells. It's just truth. Everybody asks. It's a big stripper question to ask what your sign is.
Yeah.
Always.
So what's everyone's sign? I'm a Pisces. Yeah. But I was just wondering how the fuck, because I wish I could be one of those strippers who gets high, but the last time I got high as fuck at work, basically I got a little bit high and then I tried to hustle and I couldn't even fucking talk. And then I ended up just meeting some other customers who were high like me and we just kicked it the rest of the night because they were the only people I could relate to, but they didn't really give me any money. So how the fuck do you, because you're a stoner stripper.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never smoked weed a day in my life. Except for today, like an hour ago.
Except for an hour ago, and then every time I've ever seen you at work before that. Hey,
it's like really easy to smoke at that club because, and I'm not going to disclose which, but the DJ and all the girls, it's just so out there, out in the open. Like the DJ will literally over the mic be like, I'm gonna go get high.
Who wants to get high?
It's so out there that it's so easy to be a stoner at that club.
Yeah. So everyone smokes you out and then you're high and then you just talk to people and relate to them.
I didn't say any of that. I don't know. I think sometimes it's really helpful, especially when I'm on stage, because it helps me just like block out the fact that these strange, disgusting men are staring at me in a way that can actually be really uncomfortable. Especially when I know they're not going to pay me. Like the thing that I like to say is that sex work is only degrading if you're not getting paid for it.
That's true. But it wouldn't be sex work. It would just be like getting sexually assaulted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then it's not work. Then you're just getting IR word. You know, but I don't know. I think sometimes I do find those customers where they're like, oh, you're just so calm. And I'm like, yeah, I'm so calm.
Yeah. And totally sometimes calm. I'm high as fuck to be able to stand being around you.
Yeah. Oh, but what I was saying about the stage is that it really helps me just like get into the music and completely kind of block out other people and just like be in my own zone. And it's a nice little flow state. And that's actually the part that I think I like the most about dancing. So even though it's not necessarily the most money, but definitely with a lot of customers, especially when they're like those rich, hot shot, like golfer. I don't know why I thought golfer, but like golfer guys, and they're like trying to fuck with you and they're like trying to get you to like stumble on your words. I'll be like, yeah, I forgot how to talk. Here's my tits.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they want.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you're too witty, they don't like you anymore.
They don't.
Yeah, they're just like,
you have too much of a personality.
I had a man once, he was like, hey, you know, could you just tone down the part where you're like talking and thinking and challenging me intellectually? And I was like, so you want me to be like, oh my God,
I'm so tiny.
Yeah. And yeah, I did that. And he's like, actually, you know what? That's kind of working perfect for me. You want to go do a dance now?
Oh my God.
It was pretty funny.
I think I've been in a similar situation, not in like such explicit terms, but definitely been there. But I've definitely also been in the place where I've been talking to them super stoned, and because I was so high, it worked for that same reason. Because I just was kind of like, yeah, I'm just vibing. This couch feels really nice. And okay, they're like, cool.
Well,
let's go cuddle.
I'll have to try that out. So I want to talk about, we're going to pivot to bachelor parties and bachelorette parties, because I'm engaged now. And I was just kind of wondering, like, thinking about my bachelorette party, thinking about my fiance's bachelor party. And I'm like, if you're marrying a stripper, what do you do for your bachelor party?
Fucking go to the strip club.
I feel like he would either have to go less raunchy or way more raunchy. Like, either you are going and playing golf. Build-A-Bear
workshop.
Yeah, you're going to Build-A-Bear. You're going to a petting zoo. You're playing like mini golf, or you have to like get pegged by a dominatrix in a dungeon with all the boys.
And it's one of your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, boo, it's my bachelor party. And then
you're like, I know a girl.
Yeah. No, you bring all your boys to like a dominatrix dungeon, and they're like, woo, bachelor party, yeah, man. And then they get ball gagged and like pegged. And she's like, shut up, slave.
That's, by the way, if anybody is looking to hire some strippers to peg them for a bachelor party, I'm available.
Okay.
I'm available.
You can email me at strippereye@gmail.com. I'll put you in contact with Max. So
would you want him, so for your fiance, for his bachelor party, would you want him to keep it local because you know so many people? Oh. Or would you want him to, would you want it to be like a situation where he's like, oh, I'm just going to go to Vegas or something like that, or like go to another city, so like you don't know anybody, and it's like he's not going to be around, like you're not going to run into him, or like your friend's not going to.
You want to know what? Because he... I think that I would rather walk in on him, like, balls deep in another woman than know that he spent, like, thousands of dollars on another stripper. And I don't know why that is.
Like, I feel that.
I don't get to decide. I know that logically that doesn't make sense, but unfortunately, I don't get to decide how I feel about, you know, like, I don't get to choose my emotional reaction sometimes.
Right.
So I kind of don't want him to ever get a lap dance again. I would rather him get a hooker.
It's like, okay, for me, it's like you're a car salesman and your fiance goes to another car salesman to buy the same car that you could have sold them. No, I want that money.
Thank you.
Then you're just recycling the money.
Thank you.
It's just a smart financial decision.
Do you want him going to a dealership at all for his bachelor party? Or, like, if we're saying in the car salesman thing, like, or
do I want him going to a strip club? I don't think I'm going to ask questions. He can do what he wants. You know what I mean? But.
Right. So you're like cabin in the woods. Hire an escort. Keep me out of it.
Full service sex worker.
How about you and all your boys get fucking a bunch of, like, titty straws and titty glasses, and you go have and, like, freaking labia shot glasses and do, like, a bachelorette party style. Yeah.
Just go to Spencer's. Get a vulva cake.
Yeah.
Like a normal person.
So I have already had a bachelorette party for myself. For my 21st birthday, I threw a bachelorette. It was a ratchelorette party.
Love that.
So I did. I bought the dick glasses. I made, like, matching t-shirts for everybody. And it was one of the most cringeworthy things that I've ever done in my fucking life. It was not as funny as I thought it was going to be. And I think I offended a lot of people at a gay bar that I went to. Because it basically had, like, a heterosexuality dick parade at, like, a queer bar where they're trying to have a drag show. They were not amused.
Oh, during a drag show? Yeah, I don't think they were.
Yeah, I'm a piece of shit. Yeah. But I was 21.
You're also a child. I guess.
I was very drunk. I hope people could forgive me, but I just was like, gay guys like dicks, why can't I bring in a bunch of dicks? Maybe they would have thought it was funnier if I told them it was, like, tongue-in-cheek. So after, and by the way, it was like seven girls and then my cousin Jeff, who was dating my friend at the time.
Maybe seven, I shouldn't or say, eight drunk girls at a queer bar. What could possibly go wrong?
Maybe I shouldn't have fucking said Jeff's name. Fuck it.
Shout out to Jeff holding it down.
Yeah. Jeff. So Jeff was like, before we go to the gay bar, Jeff's like, I don't know if I want to go because I want all the gay guys trying to fuck me. And we're like, no one's going to try to fuck
you. Yeah, what makes you think they're trying to fuck?
So then nobody tried to fuck him and he was visibly upset. So we took him to a strip club. And then we're at the strip club and I'm with a bunch of hot chicks. So these, like, Russian dudes invite us into their VIP section.
Wait, a bunch of Russian straight dudes?
Yes, we're at the strip club now.
We're at the strip club.
Shout out the Gold Club in San Francisco. That fucking piece of shit. Fuck them. But I used to work there. I have a bone to pick. Anyway, this was years before that. I went there. Russian guys invite us into their section. We were making it rain on all these strippers, but we're making it rain somebody else's money. And the strippers did not appreciate that I'm now a middleman between them and the Russian guy's money.
Oh,
so they do not like me at all. And by the way, another cringe moment for me, I had this dick confetti. It was called Dixie Dust. So I'm making it rain cash and Dixie Dust all over these strippers' asses. And I feel very bad about this today because I know I would not appreciate that.
Yeah, especially if you're, like, going home to, like, a family that doesn't know and all of a sudden you're just covered in, like, glitter.
Dick-shaped, like, confetti.
Glitter or
you
confetti,
just find,
yeah.
like, a dick. Like, it's just, like, fucking, you find it, like, in between your ass cheeks when you're at home, like, showering.
I mean, it can't be that surprising given, like, the line of work. I mean, if there's not going to be any dick confetti happening, I mean,
I think it was a first for them, but they did not like it. My bless her soul, my friend Kimberly, she's like they hate us. She's like, you know, typical blonde white girl. The strippers hate us. We have to leave. And then we walk outside and the Russians follow us up. They're like, no, you must come back in. But we're like, I don't think the girls like us very much. And they're like, you must come back. We will talk to them. I'm butchering this accent. But anyway, they had like a stern talking to with the strippers. And then they gave me the most resentful lap dance I've ever had in my life. Two girls
stern talking to just involved giving them more money.
I don't know. I think they're like, well, we will kick you out of the section and replace you. But then they gave me a lap dance and they kept turning around. They're both turned around twerking on me. And every once in a while they'd turn around and like frown at me. And I'm like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here. So
sad. That's such a sad lap dance experience.
I already fucking had a bachelorette party and it was cringe as fuck. And then I had another one. I was at Burning Man, and I still had some stuff left over from the bachelor party. So I brought it all to Burning Man because sometimes people get married. They have, like, wedding ceremonies. So I'm like, wouldn't it be hilarious if I found someone who's getting married at Burning Man and I threw them a bachelorette party, like, at Burning Man?
Oh, that'd be so cute.
It was really fucking fun. It was a blast. And then their marriage did not last at all. Like, they were fucking divorced within 1 year. And then my friend, he became engaged again. And he's like, I'm like, do you want me to throw another bachelorette party for your new girl? He's like, no, your bachelorette parties are cursed. And but the reason his marriage didn't work out is because he fucked his wife's best friend. So I'm like,
clearly that I didn't is your do fault. That. You should have planned ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, maybe you shouldn't have done that. And don't fucking blame me and all my dick-shaped novelty goods for your marriage failing. How about that? So, anyway, thank you for listening to my stories about bachelorette parties and why I don't want to have another one. So,
what are you doing for your bachelorette party?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
Because I wanted to ask you guys, because, Chris, tell me about the bachelorette parties at comedy shows. Because bachelorette parties, they like to come to comedy shows. So what the fuck?
Do
they suck?
Yeah, 100%. Why? It's always going to be a problem. Because it's not just to like single out bachelorette parties. Because it's also, it doesn't happen as much. But it can also happen with birthday parties. Especially if they roll with a crew. Because I've experienced that too.
So it's any group of women.
Any group of women
who are drinking,
where somebody has it.
And there's like one person who's like the center, or supposed to be the center of attention.
Yeah, yeah, they're the center of attention, and a comedy show is the worst place for that because they are not the center of attention at the comedy show.
Ooh.
The comedian is, and so if the comedian, if you have a bachelorette party and you don't talk to them, you are going to be in for a world of pain because they are there for the bachelorette. They're there for that woman. So it's like, you have to like
mention her or something.
You got to at least talk to them and acknowledge it because they're, you know, not every bachelorette party, by the way, but 98.9% probably are going to be like a problem. And most comedians don't even want to deal with it. They hate it. Cause it's like, how are you supposed to do your fucking act if you're supposed to talk to this bachelorette party?
They're like, excuse me, it's her bachelorette party, woo!
It's the woos, excuse I can't do me. The woos.
Yeah.
Woo! They're just like, woo, pointing at their friend, woo!
Yeah, and a lot of times they depending on what show it is, like if you're doing like a Friday late show, or a Friday late show, or maybe even a Saturday late, like if they come to a late show, now you're really in fucking trouble because they've been drinking for hours.
Oh, yeah.
They're already drunk. They shouldn't have been let in. But, you know, sometimes clubs are like, well, you know, they're fucking buying drinks and, you know, like, you know.
Yeah, they should have just want they the probably money, got yeah. cut off at the last bar. And now they're here at the fucking comedy show.
Yeah. And comedy club drinks, notoriously, most comedy club drinks are like fucking strong as fuck. So it's like, you know, you're drinking something that's
well, it's
like
supposed to be your first drink of the night.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to come from brunch.
Yeah. Like,
have either of you been to a comedy show sober?
Yes.
Is it still as funny?
It depends on who it is. And okay, honestly, yeah. I mean, it doesn't really affect how funny I think it is, because I've been to so many comedy shows. It's either funny or it's not. If I'm drunk, I just might not be like paying attention as much. But usually little light buzz. But normal now, if I go to comedy shows, I'm performing at them, which
yeah.
I prefer to be relatively sober, because I just, my set always goes better if I'm not fucked up.
I would say, like, going to watch comedy shows, I would say the best way to do that would be to eat an edible beforehand. And then
that's
speak for yourself.
That's usually, well,
I can't do edibles.
It affects
like
everybody differently, of course. Or, you know, like, you know, smoke some weed or whatever. But I've gone to like friends' tapings where I wanted to be supportive. And usually I'll eat an edible, and then like, it's easy to just,
you're
like
laughing at all the wrong parts. You're laughing at the setup. You laugh at just everything. Ruining the
you laugh at fucking everything. Well,
inappropriate times for sure.
Yeah. I it makes you more supportive in that way. But yeah, I mean, bachelorette, it's just like,
it sucks. Any time when a woman is supposed to be the center of attention and she goes to a place where by like definition, somebody else is the center of attention.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. It's like, just don't
do that. And there's a lot of comedians that don't do crowd work. So literally you are not going to be part of the show.
And they're wearing that stupid fucking sash.
And they wear sashes and they got crowns and they got
crowns, like the white outfit. Oh, I can't. We all know you're not a virgin.
Then sometimes. Jeez,
why are you wearing white still?
They come, similar concept. A bachelorette party will come to a strip club. And Max, have you seen a bachelorette party at a strip club? Tell me, what's the thing? Because I'm pretty sure we've never talked about this before. What do they scream at us without throwing money?
Okay,
one,
so,
1, 2, 3. Woo!
It's a form of currency in their head. Every woo, the louder you get, a little woo, that's a dollar. A little bit louder, that's $20.
Yeah.
In their heads, it has the same relevancy.
It's time to pay rent. I'm like, oh, sorry, you know, I'm a little short on cash this month. And I just open up an envelope and all yours. Whoa, I'm like, but I have $1,500 in
woo. Is that exotic cancer?
Really? Is it?
I don't know, but she's got, yeah, she's an artist. She's like an Australian stripper artist.
I love her fucking art.
She's amazing.
I really want to pay her to do some like cover art for this podcast. So,
oh, that would be so sick.
Yeah, we can't pay our bills in woo, everybody.
And literally she has like a girl whose like eyes are like going in different direction, like popping out of her skull, and she's just going, whoa, and there's like not a single dollar on the stage.
I'm so curious, like bachelorette parties, do they like yell things at you like,
yeah, girl.
Girl boss. Like,
yes. Because they're drunk.
Yeah.
When they're drunk, they think they're gay men. Just every time.
They become gay men.
They really do.
They want to be like, they want to be, yeah, they're just basically, yes, Yas queen.
Yas queen.
Go
yes.
girl.
Go, you get it, girl. Yeah.
Because then, they're not attracted to us. They want to let us know by acting like gay guys,
I guess. My favorite part is when they try to be like, oh my God, like I would never, you guys are so powerful. You guys are so strong, so brave. Like I could never do what you do. Or yeah, I don't judge you for what you do. Like get your money. Like they try to like sympathize with you and tell you all the reasons why, oh, I could do it, but I'm not going to because of X, Y, and Z, or I couldn't do it. And it's like,
how about you just pay? It's like, yeah, not everyone can do it. That's why it pays good. Like, that's why you should give me some money. Okay, Courtney. Are you a woo girl?
She's a woo girl.
Don't be a woo girl. That's my dog. She's on Max's lap.
I would totally accept woos from Courtney Love. Mm-hmm. Except for those.
Okay. All right. Oh, my God. Courtney, we're recording a podcast. You have to be good or you're getting kicked the fuck out. Come here.
You're getting 86 from this podcast.
We
got
to talk about bachelor parties now. Will you hand her to me?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, God.
Bitch, I swear to God. Yeah, so bachelor party. Do bachelor parties ever come to comedy shows or no?
I've never seen one.
Yeah, because for some reason, bachelor parties are meant to be a night where you get all your boys together and you all get your dick hard together.
Yeah.
And sometimes with the rite of passage, your wife's brother and dad, you want to get hard in the vicinity of them too. It's like, and how do you fucking look your father-in-law in the eye while he's like walking her down the aisle when you know how hard you just
were? Dick's hard in the same room.
Yeah. You were just like about to come in your pants next to him, and now you're about to, you know.
You know what he looks like when he's aroused, and that's strange.
It is strange. Courtney, if you don't shut the fuck up, oh, I swear to God.
Actually, there is a story about this father and son who came into the club, and it was one of the dancers at ours. And so apparently she got a dance with the son, and he just wanted her to like pet his head and like scratch through his hair. And apparently he was like, oh, this is exactly like what my mom used to do. His mom just died. Him and his dad just got back from a funeral, from a wake or a memorial for his mom. Oh, and they decided to go to the strip club together. And his dad decided, hey, the best way to recover from your mom being dead is a stripper, is a lap dance.
Oh, which, my, you know, God. I wonder if he slipped her an extra like 20 and was like, hey, could you do a thing where you like scratch his head?
Oh, my God.
His dead mom used to do it. I think it'd be really comforting to him. Like,
so they were getting a lap dance in the style of his recently deceased mother.
In the style of, yes. the way that he just asked her to just scratch his head like his mom used to do. I bet he told his dad that afterwards too. Just like mom.
Dude, I fucking, yeah. I saw father son do, I wonder if it was the same guys. Was this recently? Because this was like about two.
A couple months ago.
Okay, this was like 2 weeks ago. This father son duo comes in and I'm like, oh, interesting. Like father son, is this something you guys do together often? And he's like, yeah, what better way to bond with my dad than to go look at some tits together? And I just thought, I think I kind of alienated myself from them. So I was like, yeah, it's I can totally relate. Cause sometimes me and my mom just like to go look at dicks together. Like,
Oh my God.
Just like looking at a man's scrotum sack up close.
Just a fucking flaccid scrotum.
Yeah. Just like really just with a magnifying glass. And I think that it made them think about the parallel too much. And then they were like, maybe this is weird, but we're not going to think about it. We're just not going to talk to the stripper anymore.
Sometimes I say things and I'm like, oh, I just made this really weird, huh? I totally just broke the fourth wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like really awkward because now you're stuck. And you're like, okay, either I'm going to walk away or I'm going to try to save this and ask for a lap dance. And sometimes it still works. Sometimes they just want to pretend like you never said that.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. I just, what is it? Have you been to a bachelor party, Chris?
Maybe once. Maybe like once, but it was like, it's like a cheap, like suburbs, just everybody getting drunk. Oh. Nobody had money to like go do, like the groom just didn't have money to do anything. But it was like still wanted it like night with the boys and kick it.
I love how one of your friends getting married is just like, okay, now this is everybody else's problem. Your friend's getting married. You better save up for their wedding.
Yeah, it is very much like it can be like that, you know, especially now, I think. But I don't see, most of my friends are comedians. So like there's not a lot of. There's a lot, not a lot of marriages.
That's true. Because it's like the whole point of the institution of marriage is to find, you know, find a man to like take care of you, like be a couple who has like a net worth together and a family. And yeah, you're not going to do that with a dude comedian. I'm sorry.
Unless he just happens to pop off.
Yeah, unless he's fucking Tom Segura or whatever. But the odds are not in your favor. I will say that. Yes. And you know, a lot of male comedians want to sling that little dick around all everywhere, you know?
Do you think that they have the same leverage as like a DJ?
Kind of. I mean, I've dated male comedians before. That's why I will never do it again. Now I have a nice normal guy. But what I, as you some, think?
As,
no,
no, I, no. As someone who has been passed over for DJs, yeah, we comedians do not have the same fucking pull as a DJ. Like I've literally the last time it happened, I was like, I wasn't like butthurt about it, but I was kind of like, what the fuck, fucking DJ? It was like literally like somebody that I wasn't like seeing, like we weren't exclusive, but we were like had been going out, but she like met this DJ and they like, he like whisked her off to Seattle. And I was like a little like, what the fuck?
You go on tour too,
But she fucked you first, right?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, but like, but so I talked to some, I might've talked to you about it or no, I talked to somebody else about it and they were like, oh, she's just in her DJ phase. Like apparently it's a thing.
Oh yeah. Did you have until one, Max?
Yeah, very briefly.
See?
Briefly.
That's why I say
and then
no.
I realized it was garbage.
I think I could put together a whole festival lineup with the amount. Never mind. I'll just stop talking. It wouldn't be a very good one, though.
It could be, instead of Coachella, it could be Coochella.
Coachella, yeah. And I would be when do the tickets opener. Go on just kidding. Sale. That's fucking gross.
No, send but DJs.
Band.
It's just like DJs. That's like, it's also, I feel like it's more of an environment of like, most women would rather go to like the club and hear like music and dance and shit than like sit down and watch a stand-up comedy show.
That's a lie. I don't disagree, but I do appreciate I do appreciate both. Like right. I love my festivals, but I also love a comedy show. I think they just they fill different holes, so to speak.
It is a goal of mine to do stand-up comedy at the Gathering of the Juggalos.
It's doable. Freaking Gallagher did it, so there you go.
Actual Gallagher?
Actual Gallagher.
Okay, well,
there's video of it, and he gets a Fanta thrown at him.
Is it like a can, or is it like a bottle?
It's a bottle.
You guys, I have I have some Reddits to read for you. Is that okay?
Bring sure. it on.
Because they're about bachelor parties and bachelorette parties, and we might go a little over an hour. Is that cool with everybody? So... this is, am I the asshole? Okay. Am I the asshole for going to my brother's bachelor party? I'm going to hand you my dog, Max. I, 28-year-old male, have a girlfriend, 22-year-old female, and we have been dating for close to a year at this point. We had a great relationship leading up to this point, and now I'm just in shock for the position we are now in. She and I recently found out she was pregnant. It was shocking to say the least because we aren't actively trying because me and her were under the impression that she would not ever be able to naturally conceive children. So anyway, it was horrible. I'm just going to skip ahead a little bit. She was pregnant. She had a miscarriage and it was unfortunate and she fell into a depression and he was sad too. 2 weeks later, I had a trip planned for my brother's bachelor party. This was planned way before we even found out she was pregnant. She told me how she didn't want me to go and that she still needs me, but I wasn't sure with that answer because she, I have to backtrack. But I wasn't sure what she wanted me to do if I stayed. I told her I will be back in 3 days, and she seemed fine with that answer because she gave me the go-ahead. The day I was leaving, she asked me, are you seriously actually going to go? And I told her I had to since the ticket in the hotel is non-refundable. So I did end up going. The whole trip, I barely heard from her, and I tried calling her, and she just ignored me. I came home from the trip to our apartment, and all of our stuff was gone, and she took my dog and dropped it off over at my parents' house. I went to my mom's house and picked up the dog, and she told me my girlfriend had dropped the dog off because she couldn't watch it and needed space for me. I told my mom what happened, and she told me I was an idiot and an asshole for what I did. I don't believe that what I did was wrong by going on this trip because she told me I could go. I tried calling her to sort this out because I love her and I've just been ignored so far. So am I the asshole?
Damn.
That's a lot.
That's a can of worms right there.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. Anyway, I just thought that was pretty funny that he was like, but babe. Like, I asked you.
It's non-refundable.
She was like, no, please don't go. And then he's like, babe, please. And she's like, fine. And then she's like, you're really fucking going right now?
He made the classic man mistake of, like, getting one like fine, yeah,
yeah,
like,
and taking running with that,
yeah, like the very soft yes that still means no, especially after they like, if she had such a big problem with it and then eventually was like fine, yeah, whatever,
consent,
like
consent is an enthusiastic yes,
right? Exactly. Yeah, a soft yes is a no, especially yeah. in that
it's
situation,
a hesitant no.
And it, wait, wasn't that like right after she had a miscarriage?
Yeah,
like, yeah. This guy's just such holy
fucking
shit.
And by the way, there was a lot of typos.
I gotta go with my boys.
Yeah, but gotta it's go boys. Boys.
Gotta go with the boys.
Yeah, he's like getting a fucking stripper's tits in his face.
Right.
While his fucking
right. So crying it's like, at home.
Like the non-refundable like ticket and hotel room, it's like whatever. But it's
that
like
is sound financial.
But it's like, what's the real reason he's going though? Like, what's the real reason? Like, you know, like what's his why? Like, why is he gonna enjoy it? Like, exactly. So it's like he knows why she has a problem with it, right?
Yeah, he's like, what, babe? But babe!
He's also older than her, like, yeah. by a decent amount
like
of years.
6 years.
So you would think that he would know better, but clearly not. I don't yeah. know. The more I work in the strip club, the more I realize that age really doesn't mean shit when it comes to maturity.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, men are underdeveloped, but yeah, I mean, to answer that, and just to be clear, they did say that he isn't the asshole. So, how are we doing on time, Chris?
Oh, we're
golden.
Good. Yeah, we're good.
All right, so this is a bachelorette party one. I really enjoyed this. This is another am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for walking out of my bachelorette party? I, Jade, female, 25, am getting married to Henry, male, 25, in October on Halloween. I'm an asexual woman. Henry has, of course, accepted and supported me. My family, on the other hand, has not been supportive, although they claim to be allies of the LGBT community. After the proposal, we began planning. The topic of bachelorette parties was brought up. Henry and I talked and had our party planners agree on some rules about these parties. Now, I'm not insecure about my relationship with Henry in any way, and never have been. I know Henry would never cheat on me, and I would never cheat on him. As a person who has been not too fond of such parties, we decided on 1, no strippers or anything of the sort, and 2, don't drink too much. Boring, I'm just kidding. Do you? As mentioned before, my family had never been accepting of my asexuality and liked to make fun of it, going out of their way to make me uncomfortable. So on to today, the day of this party, I've been dreading for weeks. I walk in and there are bright pink dicks everywhere. Confetti, candy,
oh my God.
The cake, and plastered all over the wall. It looked like someone grabbed any dick-themed item at Spencer's and threw it all over my living room. Barely clothed men danced around my house.
Oh my
so
God.
So much alcohol. I was standing there stunned. I felt super dizzy, and the next thing I knew, I was over the toilet throwing up. I just kept asking why over and over again. My cousins were laughing. I thought I had been completely clear about how uncomfortable this shit made me, and they still went and did this to me. I was pissed. When I stopped, I cleaned myself up and went into the living room to end the party. I told my cousins I was absolutely disgusted and felt betrayed, and they went against all my boundaries and asked that the party be ended. They laughed, so I left. And then, anyway, they basically started blowing up her phone, and
that's yeah. fucked.
He's like, should I uninvite them from my wedding? Yes. Am I being too harsh? No.
No.
I mean, after all that, and you still couldn't get the dicks in blue or the strippers that were my type? I mean, okay, she's funny. My cousins went against my wishes and the boundaries, giving me a dick-themed bachelorette party with male strippers. I specifically asked for there not to be, and they got mad at me for being disgusted and leaving. Am I the asshole? No.
Nope. Unanimous no.
No.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Yeah.
They're just like, I mean, this is interesting because I know some people are not accepting of the LGBTQ, you know, because they're homophobic. But I've never heard of anyone being, like, phobic of someone who's just not horny.
Yeah.
Like, she's in a heterosexual relationship, but she's asexual. So
right.
She just, one thing she asked for, no dicks in my face at my party.
She just wants to walk in and there to be, you know...
It's a book club.
Exactly.
Everyone's sipping tea.
Or just like maybe some massages, like a nice like wine bar, get pedicures.
I would imagine that she would enjoy maybe a round of Scrabble or two. You know, something nice.
Okay, if you're going to pick a game, at least let it be something fun, like Settlers of Catan or something. That's a lie. I don't like that game, but you know.
Yeah,
just, it sounds more fun than Scrabble.
Or you could just be like, what would you like to do? And then do the thing that she would like to do. No,
that'd be too easy. They can't do that.
Bro, I don't know. Anyway,
they couldn't do
this
that.
Person's family, so they're like, in this family, we're horny. We like to fuck in this family. We look at dicks.
Yeah.
You got that? They're just like bullying this person. I feel bad
for
her.
Do you think they've been, her since she's like revealed that she's asexual, do you think they've been like on a journey to like make her sexual?
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's like if you say you're gay and they're like, oh, well, you've never, they'll hire like female strippers if you're a male presenting person and be like, oh, this doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah.
You know,
they're like, we'd be totally fine if she was a lesbian.
It sounds
asexual. We will not accept.
You gotta be horny for someone.
Yeah.
You must fuck.
She's marrying, so what more do you want? It's not like she's gonna, like a fucking basement dweller, like neckbeard lady who will never find a partner. Like, she's out of your house. She's fucking starting a life with someone.
Aww.
Just leave her alone. You know what I mean? Fuck, dude.
I feel like that would be the opposite of what, like, my family would do, because on my dad's side, they're Muslim. They're Muslim as fuck.
Yeah.
So I feel like my bachelorette party would be me blindfolded and showing up to my wedding with some stranger that I've never met before.
Oh, really? Like an arranged marriage?
Oh, yeah. That would be my bachelorette
party. I'm sure
party.
They'd be thrilled if you were asexual. Like a
they'd
super...
be thrilled. As far as my dad is concerned, I am.
He's like, but you must do your wifely duties for your husband.
Like, I think he'd love to think that I'm just going to become a doctor who marries a Muslim dude and we never have sex, but somehow we end up having children.
Yeah.
I think that would be ideal. But I'd be a doctor and I'd be submissive.
Okay. So has he met you before? Because you're not any of those.
I actually haven't talked to him for like 10 years. So I don't think he knows who I am anymore.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's totally
fine.
You're
like, it's actually better than I don't talk to him.
It's actually for the best, because I can't even possibly imagine being like, by the way, my stepmom wears a hijab, but I'm a stripper. Like, I could not possibly imagine.
Yeah.
So it's for the best.
Okay. I mean, how do you think they would react? You don't have to.
Probably disown me, maybe. Actually, I don't know. It could go either way, because my mom's a hoe. Like, low key, high key, my mom's a hoe. Get it from somewhere, right?
So, but you have a stepmother, wears hijab, but your mom is not that.
Oh, she's super not that. So she pretends like she is.
But your dad, is your mom Muslim?
No, my mom's very Christian. I don't know how the fuck that worked out.
Dang, dude, from opposite sides of
I went to church on Sundays and the mosque on Saturdays? No, Fridays.
That's too much religious too services much for one
all
week.
The time. It manifested as this. It manifested as me posting videos of me jerking off. That's how it manifested.
If you're gonna raise your kids religious, you gotta pick one religion. Don't make them do...
Yeah. Yeah, I feel
it's
like
an
that
overload.
Was, I feel like that was more on your dad for dancing with the devil.
He did. That was his. Exactly.
I mean, what did he think was going to happen?
I think he thought he could change her.
I think
he thought he could use his manly powers to convince his submissive wife that she will be Muslim. This is the way.
And then it didn't work.
And then it totally didn't work out.
Backfired.
Totally backfired. And now both their kids are gay and non-binary.
Yeah.
You have like regular like Fox News listeners sweating.
Dang, right now. Quaking this in their is boots. What happened. Two religions at once. It's a double it's negative.
Two religions. It makes that's what makes the queer non-binary. You have too many religions. Mix them in.
Exactly.
What
it's like they cancel each other out. The recessive genes. That's how it ends up being.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, good for you and your sibling.
Hell yeah.
That raw. And sorry if I've been misgendering you this whole time.
Oh, I go by she or they.
She, they. That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's both. I don't really care. But everybody just thought that my brother was living with his roommate for a long time. I'm going to get a house with my roommate. I'm going to get dogs with my roommate.
Me and my roommate are sucking each other's dicks now. We sleep in the same bed. Seriously. But it's because we're roommates.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of how that ended up happening.
Nice, dude. Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you guys. So
I think we're doing okay. Oh, and we're both autistic.
Oh, nice. So
it's like, wow. It just really, I think it just like totally conditions you to not be like a super socially inept person mm-hmm. when you're surrounded by like really religious immigrant parents. It doesn't set you up to be the most socially inept person.
Okay. Yeah. So you just gotta throw yourself like head first into all the alternative like lifestyles. You know what I mean? You gotta be a sex worker.
And he was a furry.
Really? What was his fursona? Can we know about...
It was a wolf.
Is that the term?
It was. It is. It was a very Arab-looking wolf. I don't know how you make
like
a wolf
with a turban on?
Yes. Or? Like, on the low, low key.
Wait, your dad was a furry?
Brother.
Oh, brother. Okay.
Brother, sibling.
I was going to say, that might be the missing piece to this whole thing.
Yeah,
it might be the missing. Yeah.
I think I would really love. Oh God, I would love if randomly my dad came out and was like, actually, and then he has this whole other life.
Yeah,
like your brother goes to a furry party in his fursona and sees another wolf with a turban on, and he's like, Dad? He's like, son, it's a slightly larger.
And they have like the same like coat pattern and everything.
And they just go like howl at the moon
together. Oh man. That's just going to be the story I'm going to tell myself from now on.
That's a nice alternate ending to this like, story. Your real life. Let's just do one more. I don't know. This one I was, this is another Am I the Asshole? I wasn't actually too sure about this one. This one's short. I'm not sure who's the a-hole. Maybe I just am not sensitive enough to people who are like parents, but am I the asshole for FaceTiming my husband so our toddler could talk to him during his brother's bachelor party?
Oh my God. What was happening?
So after my husband left for his brother's bachelor weekend trip, our son, who is 2, was very upset because he forgot to tell him that he loved him. I thought we would forget about it. So, and I did try to distract him, but he was crying for hours over it and was refusing to sleep. So I FaceTimed my husband in hope that it would calm him down. I was planning for the call to be quick, a quick 5 minutes, but they were talking for over an hour, and I could tell that the others were getting impatient. My brother-in-law texted me later on and was upset with me because I had called my husband. He said he was just asking me to give him 1 weekend of my husband's time, and if I needed help, I should ask my parents or get a nanny. He thinks I used my son to get an excuse to check in on my husband, which annoyed me. So we had an argument through text because I told him I'd call my husband whenever I wanted to. Am I the asshole?
Period.
I mean,
I don't know. I mean, period. I don't think she's an asshole.
They say not the a-hole. What do you think?
That's not a great move. Who was the one that was berating her? Was it her brother-in-law?
Her brother-in-law whose bachelorette party it was.
Her brother-in-law whose bachelorette party it was. Like, that's a really weird relationship to have with your brother-in-law that he's like berating you like that.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of bad on her husband for picking up. I don't think I would pick up a FaceTime call from my wife at a bachelor party. Maybe that's just me. I'm getting very disapproving looks from both of you.
I would pick up a call from my wife at any time of the day.
Yeah, I would pick it up. Here's my thing.
Why?
I think
what's
that
happened?
He was
just there.
There's
why?
A small percentage that her tits are out. Every single time that they FaceTime you, I'm not going to up that small percentage.
They have a small child. Like, I think that he should have picked up. I think that she's the asshole for this reason. Why the fuck didn't you make your kid get off the fucking phone after 10 minutes? Why were they on the phone for a fucking hour? Like,
yeah, that's fair.
An hour? Like, you know he's out with his friends. Fucking well, be like, okay, sweetie, you told daddy you loved him. Now it's time for bed. Like, I see why the brother-in-law is pissed off, because they're like, all right, bro, it's time for shots, bro.
Yeah, an hour is a bit of excessive.
Yeah, and I understand he's a douchebag, but she's like, I will have a conversation with my husband whenever I want. It's like, dude, it's okay to just, he's at a bachelor party. Yeah. You checked in on him. I think that her brother-in-law had a fucking point.
But also, I think that should have been a conversation between her and the husband. Like, I don't necessarily think that that was a conversation for the brother-in-law to come into. Like, if the husband, like, wanted to be like, okay, I only have 5 minutes. I only have this long. Yeah. And also, he could have not answered and texted her back and said, sorry, now's not a good time. Like,
now's not a good time. I got a stripper's tits in my face. Well.
Yeah. She seems like the type of wife who would have been livid if he, like, was like, I can't talk right now.
But it also seems like, I mean, he was on FaceTime for an hour. It seems like it's really not like the husband didn't have a problem with it. It just seemed like the brother-in-law is really the one with the problem. It seems like the husband was cool to do that. I mean, it's kind of a weird move to have a hour-long FaceTime at a bachelor party with your toddler son. But that's just me, maybe.
He's got to learn sometime.
Yeah, what was going on in the background?
I know, what was happening?
It's like, literally, there's like an ass shaking on his shoulder. Yeah.
There's like a pair of tits like behind his head.
One on each side of his face.
Yeah. He's like, daddy loves you very much.
He just
turns. But he's like shaking because he's getting twerked on. Daddy loves you.
he just turns the phone and says, say hello.
What do you fucking talk to a two-year-old about for an hour? Like, right?
That's a good point.
I painted a butterfly today.
Yeah.
I don't know what the
but
fuck.
But they don't talk about. Yet, right? I don't know.
I don't know.
Wasn't he also like just there? Like, didn't he like, he was there and then he left to go to the bachelor party. And then that's when she FaceTimed him.
Yeah. Well, the kid forgot to say I love you, but it's like, I don't know, I just don't buy it. There's something wrong with this chick. I just can't put my finger on it. I feel like she's a liar and she's fabricating.
Three sides to every
story.
Do you think she was the one that like initiated that, like the kid didn't really have a problem, but she was like, we're gonna FaceTime right now.
Yes,
we're gonna
that's
FaceTime.
That's what I think.
You
think
a possibility.
Yeah, she's the one that was like, we're gonna FaceTime him right, because she knows he's at a bachelor party.
She's like, oh, do you want to tell daddy you love him? Don't you want to tell dada? And then she
yeah.
I would be pissed too. I'd be like, you know what? I'm your brother-in-law. This is my brother. So this is her husband's brother. And she didn't even care about his bachelor party, him getting horny next to his brother. He's like, just I'm like trying to get horny with my brother, with my fucking bonding biological experience. Brother. I'm trying to get our dick cards, and you're fucking blowing him up, making him talk to his only son when we're trying to get our dick cards 6 feet away from each other. What the fuck?
It's gotta be 6 feet apart or else they're gay.
Yeah, or else it's gay incest.
Yeah, exactly. Also, on the topic of incest, should it be illegal? Go.
Incest?
Yeah.
I am, like, nuanced on this because I don't really care. Like, okay, people might have disabled sons or daughters or children if they're incest. I mean, maybe they should have to sterilize themselves if they want to be incest, or maybe I just don't care if they have like people, disabled children. My brother has Down syndrome. He's like the coolest kid ever. Maybe
they, the worst thing. It's like, it's a problem. Like we can't produce people this way. And also that's under the assumption that these people want to reproduce.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is like,
I mean, I don't, it's not a comfortable thing. I just don't really spend a lot of time thinking about like when other people want to fuck each other. I think it's gross. Like, I feel
it's
like
it's a good bar topic. It's a good party topic if people are drunk enough.
Just it's a good icebreaker. Do you think incest should be like, my favorite one is, what's the worst thing you've ever done in your life? That's what I ask people.
That's a good one.
And I'm like, I'll go first. And then I tell them how I, when I was a kid, I used to feed my little sister sticks of butter to make her fat because I was afraid she'd grow up to be more beautiful than me.
Damn.
But we've worked through this.
Nice.
And it's because my dad used to always talk about how much hotter her mom was than my mom.
Oh, shit.
So really, it's his fault and not mine because I was a child.
Yeah.
Daddy issues.
Daddy issues. Here. But yeah. Back to incest.
Yeah. Just practice safe incest sex. Yeah,
maybe it's okay to
I
want to
get that on a billboard. Practice safe all over, like, Missouri.
Yeah.
Arkansas. Mm-hmm.
Maybe incest is only okay if you're gay. No straight incest.
That's true. Oh, that's basically what they're trying to say, is that it only matters if there's a possibility of reproducing. So if it's gay incest,
then you're totally fine. Solid. It's encouraged, actually. Yeah. Why the fuck not?
I feel like gay incest is just like, it's just not publicized. You just never see it.
No, they don't want to talk about it because then they'll have to admit that it hurts no one and like, it should be totally fine. If everyone's a consenting adult, gay incest is the best. Scissor your sister.
Gay incest.
69 your brother.
Gay incest is the best. Is that your title for the episode? Quote.
As long as it's gay, it's fine. No one hurts no one.
And scene.
And scene, everybody. Thanks. Can I just real quick, and then we'll get out of here because I know what time is it, Chris? Do a little time check.
It's that
5:22. What time do we have to be to?
I wasn't done talking about incest.
Oh, I don't have to be up there till like a little bit before 8.
Okay, cool. Tell us more about gay incest. Is there a reason?
That was totally not serious, but on that note, yeah, I don't know. I feel like we got the bases covered.
I just have two very short ones from the r/stripper subreddit.
Is this the stripper, am I an asshole, or is this something else?
It's just r/stripper. So it is, what? This is the r/stripper. What is with bachelor parties always being literally the cheapest motherfuckers alive? And then it's just, that's it. That's the post.
The one thing that I think about when I hear that, there's like this meme. It's from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And D is like, how do three grown men not have $350 between them? And that's what I always think, is they're always like, he can get his own lap dance. And I'm like, you guys are the worst bachelors, like bachelor party ever. What do you call it? Like groomsmen? Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all are the worst groomsmen ever.
I always look for the stifler of the group. You know what I mean? It's the archetype of the group that's the most cheeky bastard.
Ooh,
who's like the horniest. Yeah. And you go to him and you try to get him to buy his boy a lap dance, and then you get the money, and then you just have to be like, surprise, you're coming with me.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise lappy.
So I danced, this is another post, I danced at a bachelor party and my chiropractor's husband was there. He was so infuriated, or no, let me start over. He was so infatuated that I was her patient. Men are so dumb. Ha ha. Anyway, I made his pockets hurt. $2,000, baby. And there's a big picture of a stack of money.
Congratulations, so baby. That was awesome.
She grinded all over chiropractor's husband's dick.
And then she went to the chiropractor the next day.
I wonder if she gave his boner an adjustment. I wonder if when she sat down on it,
I really hope she didn't crack it or anything.
I hope she did.
I really hope so. Unless he was an asshole, then, you know, who cares?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess that's pretty much it, everybody. Does anyone you have anything you want to plug, Chris?
Sure, I have a few things.
This isn't coming out for another like week, probably.
Another week? Well, that's fine. I can make it evergreen. Yeah, I'm not going to plug any show dates. It's always because you never know when people listen to stuff. So it'll be weird. It's like, well, you know, next week. It's like, yeah, but this is like, you know. I have a website. ChrisHudson.co. It's not .com. It's a long story. Somebody's squatting on it. Or they were. Holding it for ransom for thousands of dollars. ChrisHudson.co is my website. I got all my stuff up there. I got videos, links to everything. I also host and run a show called Leave Your Troubles at the Door. We're adding cities all the time. I'm going to be touring with it very soon. And you can find that on Instagram at Leave Your Troubles, and I'm also on Instagram at Creus. So that's Chrieus. Creus. That's what they used to call me in high school. Oh, they used to be like Creus. They used to do that.
Is that Baltimore again?
No, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Seems like almost kind of Southern.
Creus. Well, it does sound kind of Southern.
Cute. Okay. Yeah. So how do you spell that at Creus?
At Creus. It's at Chrieus. On Instagram, and then also at Leave Your Troubles. Check and see if it's coming to a city near you if you're not listening to this in Portland, Oregon.
And then, Max, do you want to be found? Because we can keep you totally anonymous.
If you just wander enough, you'll find me. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, I'm actually going to put in a plug. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, it is at Max, spelled M-A-X-X dot Loves You Madly. It's a play on Mad Max, in case you were wondering. Yeah.
Love it. And that's great. On Instagram?
Yeah, it's on Instagram. And I think I did that because for a second I had my head shaved. So it just reminded me of, oh God, what was Charlize Theron's character in that movie?
I don't know. Boner Town.
Yeah. Well, her. Well, yeah.
She's hot. Yeah. Okay, cool.
She's amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
that was a great movie. Okay. And then me. I'm Davy Kirsch, spelled DeviKirsch. So at Davy Kirsch on Twitter and Instagram. Okay. Thank you. This has been Stripper Eye for the Pathetic Guy, the Bachelor Party edition.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Bow, bow, bow.